Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning and glad to welcome Beth Benson from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation to the Cincinnati Edition studio here to talk about the Big Idea Challenge. It wasn't that long ago that Kathy Merchant from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, the president and CEO, was here in the studio talking about the 50th anniversary of the foundation. Well, now the celebration continues, not with a look in the past, but a look to the future. And Beth's here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Beth.
Morning, Mark.
Let's begin with the Big Idea Challenge. How did this grow out of the 50th anniversary celebration?
Well, when we thought about celebrating 50 years of generosity in Cincinnati, we decided that there's a lot of wonderful things that happened over 50 years. It's been our privilege to help thousands of people connect their charitable passions with community needs, but it was really important to look forward to the next 50 years. And what might be a way that we could engage the entire community in that celebration? And through a really great process with a number of volunteers, we came up with the big idea.
So what is the big idea, and what is the challenge to the big idea? Well, ideas always have challenges, but
the challenge is to get a wider cross-segment of the community thinking about ways to provide solutions and shape ideas for creating a more prosperous Greater Cincinnati, really to give everyone a voice in that process.
It's a very vibrant place these days, but there are always, as I've learned in life, you're always learning something and always room for improvement, no matter how good you think you're doing things, and you have really, the Greater Cincinnati Foundation done great work in the community, and a lot of it beginning to really come to fruition, and so much more. You know, it's a nice energy here, Beth. So this seems this challenge is coming along at a good time.
It really is. We've been very gratified by the number of people that have been involved and by the response to it, and it hasn't even launched yet.
Well, you know, some people, I got a big idea. How about a mile-high space needle in the middle of Fountain Square? I think that will make this a very vibrant community. But that's not necessarily the ideas you're looking for, right?
There may be a little bit of a reality check on some of them, yes. Yes.
Well, explain how the big idea is trying to help the Greater Cincinnati region in one of seven ways. We're looking for actually not just one big idea, but seven big ideas, right?
That's right. There will be seven big ideas ultimately that win. The Greater Cincinnati Foundation makes grants in seven different categories to achieve thriving people and vibrant places. And so we thought that was a great framework for this. Instead of just having one, we are going to be looking for ideas in seven areas: cultural vibrancy, economic opportunity, educational success, environmental stewardship, health and wellness, job creation, and strong communities. And when people visit the website for the Big Idea Challenge, they can see a little more built out in what those categories mean.
Well, we might explain some of those in just a minute.
So, sure.
So what is the challenge? You come up with an idea for one of these seven categories, if you may, and you submit them. What happens then?
Well, they all get posted on the website for the public to see. So one of the most important things about the challenge is, in addition to there being some winners at the end, everyone's idea gets to be seen, gets to see the light of day in our community and get recognized.
Now, you have these seven categories and you're putting these ideas up. Who's going to decide what the great idea, the big idea is?
Well, ultimately the public. After the challenge closes in July, then we'll have a period where volunteer community reviewers narrow them to up to three finalists in each of the seven categories. And then in September, we're going to invite the public to come back and vote ultimately for the seven winners.
Now, this is not necessarily just looking for the organizations or people that the Greater Cincinnati Foundation already serves to make an application with a big idea. Explain who you're trying to involve.
Absolutely. This is all about the ideas of individual people and people who may not be connected already to an organization or have a platform to make their idea heard. So, in fact, the idea will be entered by an individual person, and the credit and the prize for the idea will go to a person.
And these are some pretty nice prizes. You have a prize for the people who submit the ideas, mm-hmm. who win in each of the seven categories. And then talk about the grand prize. This is very interesting.
It is very interesting. We have one level of cash prizes for the individuals who submit the idea, and that is really just a thank you for coming forward. They don't have to use that to implement the idea. But then we also get to do what we do best, which is match that idea with a nonprofit partner who's capable of testing or implementing it and making a grant. And our original idea was that we would make a series of seven smaller grants, $5,000, to kind of try out these ideas. Well, the board of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation has been so inspired and energized by this idea that they personally are stepping up And honestly, opening their own wallets to contribute a $50,000 grand prize to be selected from one of the 7 category winners.
Wow. So doing good above and beyond.
Absolutely above and beyond.
So this all starts while it is just being announced. Talk about the official dates, how everything is falling. Because people don't have to come, you know, right now. Oh, I think I have an idea. Maybe I want to think about, you know, people want a little time. And they have a little time before the submission process begins.
They do. They have a couple of weeks. And since this is a new initiative, we thought that was important for people to go to the website, familiarize themselves with the categories and the guidelines, and then come back on June 3rd with their big idea. The challenge will be open from June 3rd to July 29th, so you have a couple months to think about your ideas. And then August will be the period when the volunteer reviewers are narrowing them. And then September 3rd through September 27th is the voting period. And then we'll make a big announcement sometime in October of the winners and the partners.
So you said some of the restrictions. Explain what those might be.
Well, you don't have to be from this region, but your idea certainly has to benefit this region. We know that there are people outside Cincinnati who are from here or who love it here, and we don't want to eliminate them from the competition, but it certainly has to benefit the tri-state region. You need to be 18 and over, and that's about the only restriction.
And the submission process, multi-PowerPoint presentation type of things? What are you looking for as a submission?
Super simple. I would say it's a little longer than a tweet, but it's not as long as a term paper. We've tried to keep the bar very low for this, so you don't have to have the same amount of information you might have to apply for a grant. You don't have to have an audit or financials or anything. You just have to have a good idea and tell us how it might work.
Well, a lot of wonderful things happening, and really looking forward to seeing some of these ideas. And,
so are we.
It's quite exciting. So you'll have public voting on it that's coming up, and then the big we'll have to have you back and see how it goes.
That would be great. We'd love to talk through some of the ideas.
Well, thank you for being here this morning and sharing.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Beth Benson from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation talking about the Big Idea Challenge for the 50th anniversary of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation. Do you have an idea how to make Cincinnati a more vibrant place through stronger communities or cultural vibrancy or job creation or environmental stewardship or helping people here in Greater Cincinnati through educational success, health and wellness, economic opportunity? Well, check out the Big Idea Challenge. You'll find a link to that and the Greater Cincinnati Foundation website at our website, wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition.